Hey there, stranger. Did you miss me? I missed you. I can't believe that you're still listening to this podcast, or maybe some are new to this podcast, but either way, thank you so much for patronizing me. I'm a very realistic person, so I know that there's not a lot of you who listens out there, but thank you. Thank you for still listening. Now, I haven't really posted anything or created any episode since what, May? April, March? I can't really remember. A lot of things had happened this year. I've experienced a lot of emotions up and down, left and right. I don't know if I told you, stranger, I actually went to Italy, and Italy made me feel so many things all at once. And I fell in love with Florence as Ezio fell in love with Firenze. It's amazing. It's really amazing. But I'm not here to talk about that particular thing. I'm here because I want to talk about how I want to change this podcast. Stranger, I just don't want to talk about romantic things anymore. I want to talk about things that can help you and I understand certain things in life. I want to have conversations that we don't usually talk about. Conversations that we think at 3 a.m. Conversations that we'll have with ourselves. I want to explore how far I can go, or how far you can go, of being honest with yourself, of being able to say those words that other people will never heal. Hear. Because in understanding that, we start to understand ourselves. And in understanding ourselves, we start to love ourselves more. And the more that we do that, the easier it is for us to share that love outside. You know, we feel a lot of emotions, and we feel a lot of strong emotions for people. But we also want to feel those strong emotions for us. It's those emotions, or it's that strong feeling, that will help us to do the right thing, to walk away from things that are constantly hurting us. You know, like, you see them as beautiful, it's comforting, but if it constantly hurts you, you should walk away from it. And I'm not just talking about obvious abuse from other people, but also the abuse that we inflict in ourselves by trapping ourselves into daydreams and things that are not really going anywhere. I want to talk about those, because those would really help you and I understand certain things about us. And I think that's where we can have more meaningful conversations than this. But I'll start the new season with a bang. It's weird. When I go through the analytics of this podcast, a lot of people would go back to how to deal with a broken heart. So I guess a lot of us are just really trying to look for ways to heal ourselves and to see which ones work and which ones doesn't. But if we don't understand what hurts us, if we don't understand what breaks us, how can we heal? And if we don't understand how to better love ourselves and be kinder to ourselves and be more generous to ourselves, how can we heal? You know, even when I don't do these podcasts, I have too many thoughts, too many ideas. But I think I'm more effective if I have a guest and we're giving each other some thoughts and ideas. So, stranger, if you're willing to have these conversations with me, we're no longer gonna be strangers to each other, but newfound friends. So if that's something that you're looking for, feel free to drop me a message. You know my email, tinitintin@gmail.com. That's tinitintin@gmail.com. It doesn't even matter if you want to stay anonymous or if you want to give a little bit of yourself into the podcast. I would just be happy to actually be talking to someone rather than to talk to a stranger. Reach out to me, talk to me. I would be really, really happy to listen to you, and then we can talk about things that keeps you awake at 3 a.m. I mean, that's a reason why this is the midnight affair, right? It's because we want to talk about those conversations. And not just your usual sexual fantasies, or not just romantic things that keep you awake at night. But, you know, like how you stop your brain from ruminating and looking back at the things that you said within the day. I have this really weird characteristic. I don't know what it is. I easily feel guilty for a lot of things. So it takes me a long time to think about the same actions that I have done within the day. It's super weird, but I do that until it gets to a point where I punish myself for those things that I've said. But lately, I have found a way on how not to punish myself for it. I still think about it. I don't stop those thoughts. I let them flow, but also I try to exhaust them as much as I can, without thinking that, you know, it was just me, it was just my mistake, and only the other person felt bad. It's weird. So yeah, now if you don't want to be talking to me on a podcast, on a recorded podcast, that's fine. What you can do is just send me an email. And let me know what ideas you want to talk about. Oh my gosh, I think I gave away my actual email, but it doesn't matter. Just talk to me. Send me something. That's tinnetintin@gmail.com. So just that I can prepare better episodes. Oh yeah, by the way, I love listening to Haberman Lab and also to Revisionist History. I also love reading things by the researches from the Learning Pirate and from Adam Grant. And recently, I restarted watching Criminal Minds. So I guess this is the best time to give me conversation or to talk about behavior that we all display, because I am right in the mood for that. Hey stranger, it was really nice talking to you today. And as I've said, thank you for still listening. And if you ask your friends to listen in too, that's really, really welcome. Anyway, I don't want to keep this long, so I'll wait for your email and we'll see where we can take this conversation. Thank you, stranger. My name is Lee, and this is The Midnight Affair.